The Red Sox looking for their 40th win of the season, taking on the Royals. They have the right man on the hill to get it done. Chris Sale getting the start, fourth inning. Sam Travis recalled from AAA before the game. In a 1-1 game, he's facing Matt Strom.
Royals playing Sam straight up. Here's the pitch, a swing, a drive to left field. That's deep, and it is off the top of the wall. Gordon plays it. Bradley races around third. Here's the throw by Escobar. It is not in time. Boston takes a 2-1 lead. Now the Royals will bring their infield in. The 3-2. Line drive over the head of Merrifield into right center field. This will score two. And Leon into second base with a double. It's a 4-1 ball game. Boston has given Chris Sale a 3-run lead. Runners second and third with two out. McCarthy deals, and there's a swing up the middle, and that's going to drop for a hit. In comes one, in comes two, and the Red Sox beginning to break this game open. It's now 8-1 Boston as they scored three runs on Kevin McCarthy. The pitch. He did throw the slider down and in and strikes him out. Ball in the dirt. Leon throws to first base. That does it. That's seven strikeouts for Sale. He's given up one run in six innings. To the seventh we go. Red Sox 8, KC 1. 1-2 pitch on the way, and there is a line smashed to third and picked off by the third baseman, Devin Marrera, and he throws out his old buddy, Eric Hosmer, and he's got a big smile on his face because those guys are best friends, and Eric's got a smile on his face as he's walking back to the dugout, staring out at third. Two great friends, and Marrero just robbed Hosmer, taking a base hit away from him.
Yeah, who needs friends like that?
Exactly. And he has been in front of just about every single Royal. Next pitch swung on and missed. Down goes Perez. Eight strikeouts now for Sale. A 1-2-3 seventh inning. To the eighth we go. It's Boston 8, the Royals 1.
The Red Sox get their 40th win of the season as they take out the Royals 8-3. Chris Sale the victory, allowing three runs in 8 1/3 frames, striking out 10. Chris Young with three hits, an RBI, and a run scored. Salvador Perez had his 10-game hitting streak snapped. The Royals fall to the Red Sox. Manager Ned Yost spoke after.
His stuff was really good. Just struggled to command the ball. He was up in the zone, quite a bit. And, it's a pretty tough lineup to navigate through up in the zone. I chalk it up to not commanding the baseball. What are you going to learn from? You learn to command the baseball? He was just up in the zone. His stuff was really good. He was just up. I don't think so. To me, it looked like he was really struggling. He was changing his shirt every inning and, just struggling to keep his hand dry. And just one of those nights where he was up in the zone. I don't think he learned anything except for he needs to command the ball better. I don't think Matt Strom's a very even-keeled individual. He doesn't get hyped up. He doesn't get way excited. I didn't see anything different from him tonight that I saw in any of his relief appearances or in his start as last time. Well, right now, what we're trying to do with him is get him built up. We're trying to get him up to the 100 pitch mark. So our goal today was somewhere between, 70 and 85 pitches. But I think with the humidity a little bit, he hit about the 70 pitch mark and, hit a wall a little bit. It looked like he started to get fatigued a little bit, and we got him to, I think, around the 75 pitch mark. And
the vintage Sale, was he better than normal?
No, he was good. He threw more changeups tonight. Changeup was really good, but so was his fastball and slider. He's always tough.
Matt Strom takes the loss, going just three-plus innings, allowing five runs.
From the beginning, Davis told me throughout this process, just go out there and take it pitch by pitch, and they'll come get me when they think I'm ready. So.
Did you have a feeling that, it's a team going in, that they're a team that likes to work the count, that's...
Yeah, again, I just tried to be as efficient as possible, and, it didn't work out. I, like I said, I wasn't able to finish them with two strikes, so...
take anything away from the fact that you, I mean, at one point I think it was like 11 of 15 or 12 of 16 batters you faced, you had somebody on base. And that's obviously not kind of the way, it was the opposite of how it was going last time out. But you know, for three innings, you were toe-to-toe there. Did you take something away from that?
No, I mean, I've been a reliever. You come in with runners on, so, I mean, it doesn't bug me.
Up next, the series concludes against the Red Sox on Wednesday with Ian Kennedy on the hill.